everybody. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
And you'll never know my name.
Her name is Allie Gibbs. And Mom Said is a podcast made by three adult siblings, but it's not about that. It's often about that. Today, it's about, I don't know what today's about.
I can't remember a single thing we said. No worries, though.
We've got that summertime gladness. Do you know what I'm saying? We're having happiness.
We talked about Rosalia.
Man, she's amazing. And man, I just feel like an idiot American when I go to see.
Well, we talked about how once and for all, we can come out with saying that we do not speak Spanish.
I don't speak Spanish. And boy, do I wish I did. Or Italian or anything. She speaks like 17 languages in
and
that thing.
And we also talked
about. Not speaks. Sings.
Honey. We also talked about how, well, actually, I won't spoil it, but it involves someone eating an entire pound of cod in one sitting.
Yeah, we have sort of...
And I'd like for people to comment if they think a pound of cod is a lot to eat in one sitting, because to me it sounds astronomical.
Someone close to the family sent in the voice memo this week.
Friend of the pod, friend of the fam, friend of the friend.
Do you know what I'm saying?
You guys, I'm really hungry for lunch.
Thank you so much for being a part of this. This is... our 84th episode, and you know what that means.
We're gonna die soon.
Hit it, Grant.
Mom said. Oh my god. Don't make me do this. Don't make me sing. Making my way downtown, walking fast, faces pass, and I'm homebound.
I don't know what's next. Wait. What are the lyrics to that? The if I could. What is that?
And I need you.
I know. But what
I
is it?
And I wonder. If I could fall into the sky.
Why would you? How would you fall into the sky?
Time would pass me by. Whoa. You know I'd walk 1,000 miles if I could just see you.
And at the end, she does, if I could just see you, if I could just hold you. That's so musical theater.
I've been like so melancholy lately.
Okay, explain to me what melancholy means in your spirit.
Yesterday, I cried thinking about someone I love getting sick, and it's not true.
Okay, so far we're in delusion.
No. I was like imagining.
Someone
that I love mentioned going to the doctor to me, and I had like a thing in my brain being like, are they not telling the truth about what's happening at the doctor?
Oh.
And then I was like, what if they're really sick? And then I cried at the thought of what if they're really sick.
Okay. And that's what melancholy is to you?
Yeah.
I think melancholy.
I'm at the razor sharp edge,
bro,
brother.
I don't think that's melancholy, bro.
What's melancholy to you then?
Melancholy is like sort of a vague, unnameable sadness.
Yeah, that isn't, I have that.
That isn't heavy enough to be depressed, but isn't not there. I think that's what melancholy. Grant, what is melancholy?
That.
What's your definition of melancholy? Isn't that what it means? It's like,
I don't know. Isn't it like, yeah, just
bummed out?
Like one level below sadness.
Yeah. Melancholy. What a name. This is my daughter, Melancholy. How does that fit for you?
You remember when people were making those TikToks being like, this would be a beautiful name if it didn't already mean something. And they were like, chlamydia.
Yeah.
Would be a beautiful name. Melancholy would be a beautiful name.
Chlamydia would be like a character in Encanto.
Honestly, melancholy, and 100%. Melancholy, unfortunately, names are prescriptive. Ashley named her dog Crazy Bones. And I said, girl,
you're asking for some crazy bones.
You just asked
our
him
friend
to be
Ashley,
Crazy Bones.
Our friend Ashley, sometimes listener, sometimes listener, zero times caller.
Friend of the pod. Just got the cutest dog in the whole wide world named Crazy Bones.
A weenie dog that she named Crazy Bones.
And guess
it didn't
what
come
he's
from
about?
It didn't come from the place named Crazy Bones.
She's
right?
known for years she wants to name her dog Crazy Bones. She's known that for a long
That's
time.
That's Crazy Bones, bro.
She's Crazy Bones.
She got Crazy Bones.
And Crazy Bones is crazy. But point is, I looked at her and I was like, you're going to have a crazy dog now because you named him Crazy Bones.
I did meet that dog and his bones weren't that crazy.
Wait, you met him? Isn't he so cute?
He's really cute.
He's the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
What I was going to say before we started recording is, what if there were drive-through sushi places?
Are there not?
What are you even saying? Have you ever seen someone drive through a restaurant and walk away with sushi?
But I'm saying they could. Somebody has to have done that.
So I'm exhausted. And really what I want to do is go home and take a nap. But I think to myself, I should get lunch on my way because I have no groceries because I've been traveling and I'm about to travel again. So I'm not going to buy groceries.
You want sushi?
And I'm like, obviously I'm going to drive through somewhere.
Sure.
Wouldn't it be awesome if I could drive through and get sushi?
That would be sick.
Or even hand rolls so you can eat them in the car.
That would be sick.
Should I invent
it? Wouldn't you be worried about quality though?
You know what I mean? No, it's a good sushi restaurant with a perfect sushi chef.
Where are they getting that fish?
It's a good sushi restaurant with a good sushi chef.
A good sushi chef?
And he just believes in us being able to like take it home and take a nap.
Okay, okay, yes.
Or she.
Sorry. Sushi chefs.
No, I did it. I made him he.
Sushi chefs can also be women.
Or.
Sushi. Sushi.
Sushi.
Sushi. Sue they. Stupid.
That was stupid.
Stupid. Okay, before we get to I know what you want to talk about, and I want to join you in the talking of that because it was unbelievable. I want to read you guys. I think I officially win. Hold on. I think I officially win for having the most 2026 thing happen to me yesterday. So much so that if I tried to describe this to someone even 20 years ago, it wouldn't make, there would be so much culture.
20 years ago was a long time.
And again, I'm talking for 1 second and Allie's yawning in my
face.
Don't
look at me when you talk then, because I'm going to be yawning.
Where am I supposed to look?
Look at the front.
We're doing a podcast together and I look over, yawn in my face. Hey, let me try to present some fodder to the podcast so we have something to talk about.
The sound of your voice makes me want to take a nap.
Yesterday.
Hate to say it.
If I tried to, imagine me trying to explain this to someone in 1990. Okay. Ready? I got a text from.
First of all, already crazy.
Correct. I got a text from Part of Hole. Oh my God, I said that weird.
So Partiful.
I got a text from Partiful that said the host of Gay Pool Slay. The host of Gay Pool Slay is rescheduling.
Due to
think about how much. Okay, I'm from 1980. Hey, what just happened? You got a what? From
gay
what?
Pool Slay.
Start with text. Well, that's boring. How do you explain, first of all, what is part of? What is part of? What is part of? Tell me what this is. What is part of? Hey, I just arrived here from 1980. Whoa, totally rad. What is part of? Is rad 80s? Totally rad. I just arrived here from 1980. Hey, what the hell is part of?
What the hell is partiful, brother? No, I know. And then gay pool slay.
Gay pool slay. Okay,
and there was messages along with it. There was messages. There was like writing along with it,
I know,
too. That
I
was
know.
Also like, wow.
I know.
We're really living in the moment.
I zoomed out of my body and said, gay pool slay? Those are just three words.
You said gay pool slay. I'm a father.
I said, I'm a father. I can't be slaying anything.
You know.
Or being seen at a pool or at a gay.
I keep... God forbid.
God forbid I'm seen at a sleigh.
God forbid you're seen publicly slaying.
I can't be slaying. I'm a father. I can't be slaying.
Grant, why didn't you drink the coffee I got you? You didn't like it.
I can't be slaying.
I was just about to take my first sip, but I had a cup before I arrived, so I didn't want to double up.
So you didn't want to double up crazy. Mm-hmm. And you know that those... Actually, I'll tell you later.
Okay.
I was about to say how many shots are in that coffee.
Oh,
and
sure.
And I didn't want to scare him.
Well,
I
do want to know, actually. Technically, an Americano...
is it two?
The Americano
or is it
comes
four?
As a quad.
Four?
She's a quad.
But if it was just a normal double, actually, espresso has less caffeine than coffee.
Yeah, it's like
when
60,
I was
right?
When I order the Americano from that particular coffee shop, shout out La Colombe. I
Don't
am
give
like
them free airwaves.
Quad sounds crazy. I always give one of my shots to the girl taking my order.
What do you mean?
I'll be like, do three shots, have my shot. Have my last shot.
Here's the problem. The shot It's not worth explaining.
It's not a problem. She is so excited every time.
She's going to throw
it's
it
our
away.
Thing.
She's
no, no, no. Throw it away. She asked for it. Okay. The first time ever, she was like, can I have your last shot?
Okay.
And I was like, queen, yes.
Do I have to attend Gay Pool Slay?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Or else it's...
Attend anything ever, Gabe.
Okay. I have been attending things.
What
I
did you attend? What do you attend?
I go to I go to pickleball with my brother once
something?
A week.
Can we talk about something we attended?
Hold on. Yes, we're headed there. I attend pickleball every Tuesday with my brother. We just this recently, a couple weeks ago, we became the champions. Champions!
Champions! Champions!
Of our competitive pickleball league.
For losers.
For losers and coworkers who are trying to get to know each other a little bit better.
You're the best of the worst of them, boys.
Here's the thing. The playoffs were hard.
They were competitive.
Yes. There's like...
Do you guys get like frustrated with each other? Do you get intense?
No.
Oh, for sure you get intense because you're with Eric and Audrey, and Audrey is so competitive.
We get intense and Gabe doesn't get intense.
Yeah.
I don't.
But perhaps we
need
that.
You don't want Gabe to get intense though, because if you've ever seen Gabe switch into an intensity playing sports, it's actually kind of like, all right, we're not having fun anymore.
I've never seen it.
You've never seen it?
No.
He'll get mad.
You didn't see me lock in and beat our friend in the first round.
Oyver. Who didn't text me back.
Oh yeah. We met this wonderful couple from Ireland who he was so handsome. Tattoos, perfect fade haircut, beautiful teeth.
That's the exact type of guy that won't text you back. Let me tell you from experience.
Beautiful Irish. Beautiful Irish.
He doesn't need to text you back. His phone is blowing up with bitches Oyver. Like you.
Yeah, he's there with his wife. But
yeah.
I'm saying bitches like you.
Oh, bitches like Grant. Yeah. Just fucking American
dudes. Just dudes
being like
wanna hang out, Weaver?
Yeah. He was so cool. He was so good. Grant shot him a text and got left on red, bro. Tough.
I know how it feels.
It's hot. It's harder when they're hot and foreign. You know?
I will continue to try.
It's harder to get a response to persevere. When they're hot and foreign.
I will continue but to we're find not... pickleball friends.
Grant is doing a good job of trying to be very social in the social league.
For those of you that don't know, who haven't had experience with Grant in person, Grant is very charming in a social setting.
Yes.
And people are loving him and they're
falling in love with him. Charming. They think he's charming on the podcast.
Of course. But yeah. You don't know how we are in social settings based on with the sibling dynamic. He's very charming in real life.
I'm so quiet and reserved.
Same. I'm really shy.
And I don't have a lot to say. Allie is like, you wouldn't even recognize her. A mouse outside of the podcast.
I'm a damn
absolute
squeak,
mouse.
A squeak come from me.
Yeah. Allie's at parties and she just is like, someone asks her a question. They're like, hey, you over there.
Oh, me?
Yeah, you. You haven't spoken for this whole party. It's weird because on your podcast, you talk all the time. Pretty much of all the minutes, you're most of them.
I just like to give people a chance to tell their stories and boy, do I love to listen.
Wow. I didn't really expect that from you because on the podcast...
But since you asked me, I'll tell you everything I ate this week and every thought that crossed my mind. Someone's gotta hear it.
Actually, never mind. Sorry, I'm just gonna
It could be you.
That's how Allie is at parties. She really has to be approached. Okay, do we want to talk about
the last
thing you
party
want to talk
I
about?
Went to? I saw a man with mischief in his eyes, and I looked at this
and what,
man.
And what does that look like?
Exactly what you think it looks like. Like
Describe
he had
me.
Like a twinkle in his eye, and I was like, "That's a mischievous guy." And I walked up to him and I said,
"Okay."
I walked up to him and I said, "Who are you?"
And he said,
"I literally walked up to him and said, "Who are you?"
And he said,
and he told me his name, and I said, "You have mischief in your eyes."
Whoa!
And he said, "I just pranked someone."
No, 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 no,
and
no.
I said, "I could feel it radiating off of you."
No. No.
Swear to forking guard.
I thought you were going to be like, I walked up and said, who are you?
You're under arrest.
Yeah. And he said, I am Timothy Chalamet.
I am Timothy Chalamet.
I am Elon Musk.
I am Elon Musk.
Can you imagine?
I've never met Timothy Chalamet at a party. I've never met Elon Musk at a party.
Would you?
But everybody
would you talk
else.
To Elon if he was there?
Would I talk to him? Yes.
Okay.
I would talk to anyone.
Would you shake his hand and take a photo with him?
I don't. Why would we be taking a photo?
Because in this situation, you're also like really fancy.
We're at an event together, and there's a photographer walking. This does happen to me.
Yeah.
We're at an event together. There's a photographer walking around, and the photographer will be like, "Get together and snap a shot."
Yeah, this happens to you. And
I'm chit-chatting
with
Elon Musk.
Yeah.
I'm chit-chatting. I shake his hand, and I'm like, "I'm Allie," and he's like, "Oh my god, the Allie," and I'm like, "Yes, the Allie."
Yeah.
And
then the really quiet, demure one who's been sitting over in the corner at this corporate event, being really quiet.
You should see me at corporate events. I'm worse than at parties.
I bet, bro.
I'm like, yeah, da 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 da. Da, da. But you know what?
My God.
I still have a job.
That's a congrats.
Thank you.
Okay, should we talk about the thing you wanted to talk about?
Rosalia! Playboy, un campeón. Red flag on Dante for real.
The Adoits will be listening to this, and though this episode came out a week after the one you just heard with our friend Rachel Samples, you can tell that Allie's on the same coffee high that she was on this last episode. Just rolled it right into this one. Just rolled it right into this one.
I feel like I'm acting like I always act.
Great. Where's she freaking from?
Rosalia?
Yeah.
Delaware. Oh, Rosalia?
Rachel Samples, Spain. Rosalia, Delaware.
España.
I think Rosalia is from España.
Wow.
I believe she's from España as well.
You guys been to Spain?
I've never been to Ubujava.
Really?
I've been to Spain. Oh. I have. I confirmed I have.
I haven't. It's Lauren's favorite place.
Gabe and I have an interesting, like, I spent my early 20s, like, traveling as much as I could afford. Gabe spent his early 20s on tour. So Gabe's been to every state.
I've been to every state.
But he hasn't like traveled as much.
How many states? Because we just did Greg's the other day and he's at 45.
He's missing five. Famously, there are 50.
Wow. We don't have to go over this right now. I'm sure you have less than him.
We should do this now. I probably have less than him. But I've been to some surprising ones.
Well, he's older, to be fair.
Yeah. That's how that usually works.
I'm going to Prague for the first time in my life.
Fun.
In fact.
Back to what we were talking about.
Guys, we went to the Rosalia concert.
Rosalia. And it was, go to Gabe's camera. 1 second. It was unbelievable. It was like what I imagined. Like, you know how here's the unfortunate comparison I could make. The most theater nerd, just absolute dweeb comparison, but it's the best I got.
It was high art.
Hold on. This is what it felt like to me. You know, in The Greatest Showman.
Oh my God, Gabe. Please don't do this.
I know. But you know in The Greatest Showman, when they see that lady singing Never Enough at the big theater, and it's like,
can
supposed
I try and
to,
sing it?
And it's, no.
Please?
Please, no. Even, please.
You're still mad at me from the last episode when I sang really loud.
Yes. It's like, you know how that movie, that scene was supposed to make you feel like, wow, we got to see this singer at the peak in sort of like an old time theater setting. That's what it felt like to see Rosalia, but also shaking ass.
My girl singing on 100, my girl dancing on 100, my girl set design on 100. Now, we had obstructive view tickets.
We wouldn't know that because we didn't have obstructive view.
But I did watch the whole thing on TikTok afterward. My girl.
My wife felt very bad because she procured the tickets and it did not say that they were obstructive view, and they were. Missed a third of the show.
We missed a third of the show. View. There was a portion of the show. That was like an in-between when I'm sure Rosalia was changing outfits. That something was happening on the stage that was making people cheer periodically. It was like,
da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
And the crowd would go like, yeah! Woo! And then more.
And we're all just kind of looking at each other.
And I looked at Lauren. I was like, is someone doing flip? Like, it sounded like there was like a circus act happening.
Did you look it up later?
I couldn't figure it out because it's like not one that people are posting because it's not Rosalia. Okay. My girl learned point for tour. First things first. And I don't like to comment on women's bodies, but this body tea This body tea in a, only the way that a girl who learned point over the course of a couple months could be. Her legs are so muscular. She's strutting.
To do point takes people years, and you learn it when you're a baby so that your body can adjust to it.
She learns point
for
this.
She figures out how to do point. She Grant, you know like, point? You know point ballet?
On the toes and shit.
On the toes and
like
shit,
like all
bro.
The way on the toes and
They're
shit.
They're like on the toes and shit.
They're on the toes and shit. They literally like your toes curl under and there's a block of wood that goes over your toes and you're balancing crunched ass toes on a block
like,
of wood.
Like what Michael Jackson did for one single American second, these girls are doing over.
Yeah, Michael
over.
Jackson did kind of like dip his toes in point.
He was like, woo!
He's like, could have been.
Yeah. Who's Chloe Kim?
This is how you get her in. Chloe Kim, the famous snowboarder girl.
I'm like, a girl?
Yeah.
There's a famous snowboarder girl?
The famous snowboarder girl, she's dating an NFL player.
Is she like the guy with the orange hair, but girl?
Yes, in that
she's And I
breaking.
Know his name, but he cheated on his hot girlfriend, and so I'm not saying it.
Okay, great. Yes, not a cheater. Yes, in that she is like breaking boundaries, but no, in that like she's stunning. And he
Wait, goofy. I've seen her because her face, she's perfect in the face.
Perfect.
No, it's not Eileen Goo. Or
no,
whatever.
Who is that girl?
Okay,
yeah.
Who's no, the girl Chloe that's Kim, perfect in
Chloe
the face
Kim
that
also
I kept
perfect.
Seeing?
They're both
of
perfect in the
Chloe
face.
Kim
You're probably
also
thinking
perfect
of Eileen.
By the way,
what's her last name? Goo. Or something?
Can I say something? And I do want to keep talking about Rosalia, but can I say I keep seeing comments on TikTok being like, "Face card doesn't decline. Face card doesn't like blah blah blah. Lethal face card." Lethal
okay, I don't know why this is the photo that came up, but stunning.
Okay, that's not girl is stunning. That's not who I was thinking.
No, Eileen.
What's her name?
I don't know.
Can you please
Eileen Goo.
It is Goo.
Can I finish my thing about face card, which is that now people are saying face card instead of just face. Like
I know.
Oh my god. And I'm like, face that girl.
We're literally in a full on like language transition. Like in 20 years, English will be like indistinguishable from what it was in 1990.
I will say I was like, this is so silly. And then I listened to that podcast, Upstairs Neighbors, those two girls.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they're fluent in it, and it's actually such fun language.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I do think that like sometimes people say face card when they just mean face.
Yeah.
And I'm like, chill with the face card doesn't decline makes sense. It's like a thing you say, but now people are just saying face card. Oh. I guess that's how language evolves.
Yeah. I guess that's how language evolves.
Speaking of face card, Rosalia.
Rosalia. Stunning.
Face card does not decline.
Like, but what's crazy to me about Rosalia is it's like, it's essentially like, You're watching, like it truly to me felt like you're watching what it must have felt like to watch a classical singer back when that was the cool thing.
And
like
she
it's
is
like a sold out stadium. She's singing with like heavy ass vibrato in Italian.
There's
like,
full songs where she's singing an ariata that she wrote.
It's amazing.
And she's just standing there singing it. And everybody the whole fucking stadium is like.
There's like moments of dancers and there's moments of whatever. But there's also moments where it's just like. A vocalist singing in a classical way, standing center stage, spotlight, which to me felt like what it must have felt like to see an opera singer 150 years ago and be like, we were in the room.
And it's just raw talent. What I appreciate also the most about her is she did not used to be that good of a singer. There's old videos of her singing where she's not as talented. Like,
so it's work ethic.
It's work. It's my girl is putting in the work. Yeah, and what I think is especially epic about this tour in particular is that if you're paying attention and you know a little bit of the background about why she wrote what she wrote and the way that she wrote it and what she's alluding back to and why the different languages were incorporated and why the different dance styles were incorporated, every single molecule on the stage has a point. Everything she does has a point.
Yes, including the third that we didn't get to see. And
we missed completely.
And we missed completely. And including the fact that we
so this was also the night
couldn't understand the words.
Yeah. This was also the night that I was like, wait, I don't speak Spanish.
No, I've also so this was the second thing I was gonna say.
Yeah.
Was unbelievable. I'm embarrassed that the comparison I made is like the feeling they wanted you to have when you saw that scene in The Greatest Showman, but that's what it felt like.
The Greatest Showman should have actually, instead of
but you
doing
know what
that
I'm talking
scene,
about though?
No,
you
know, I know. That but woman? I'm saying instead of that scene, they should have actually just cut to Rosalia's entire hour and a half long show on her tour and then back to the movie.
Cut out Zac Efron's parts. Honestly, cut out Zendaya's parts.
No, keep Zendaya. Yo, Zendaya and Rosalia. If Zendaya acted for a little while, then we got to watch Rosalia and then back to Zendaya.
That's actually an amazing movie.
God. Is that 4-hour long movie.
Is that what's happening in the new Dune, actually?
I hope to God.
That's the new Dune. It's just one Rosalia music video with some scenes.
If that was the promise, everybody would be like, get ye to the theater.
Okay, so takeaway one. Unbelievable what it must have felt like to watch someone just be a singer at the height of their power in an ancient sort of time. Number two, I am so stupid and uncultured and languageless and dumb, stupid American.
And
that's
you don't recognize art, and you don't recognize, I mean, just not a...
I'm a hack.
Religious
I don't
symbolism.
Know any languages. Oh. I don't know anything. Just an idiot American there to just be like, well, she that was really cool.
She sang the loud
she
parts
sang
real,
real
good.
Loud. And now Rosalia, man, oh man, she knows how to do.
And she's a looker, ain't she?
She real pretty. She doing the ballet. My niece does the ballet. And she up there doing the ballet. She's singing all kinds of different languages. And boy, are these good languages. I don't know what they're saying, but good thing they go ahead and put them American words up top on the subtitles. Although we bought the cheap tickets.
So we couldn't
so
read
we
them.
Couldn't read the subtitles.
Can I say?
So I didn't know any of what was going on, but boy, was it impressive. That's how I feel about Rosalia.
It made me feel like, you know what? I need to read.
I was also inspiring. She was, yeah, I need to read. It also was like, there was something that reminded me about a pro athlete about the whole thing.
Yeah.
Where you're like, oh, you're optimizing your life. You're dedicating to your thing. You are.
She's life maxing.
It was really, really amazing. Really, really impressive. That album is awesome. And
I'm
the show
sing,
was
I'm gonna
awesome.
I'm going to sing La Perla now. Play it.
Please. I don't know how to play La Perla. And just hold on. Okay. I was going to say, do 16 bars. 16 bars.
Why is it that we have a musical podcast together and you hate when I sing?
It's not, I don't hate when you sing.
What, audience? Riddle me this. Why does Gabe
okay. Please do a speed haiku. Because you leave the podcast. Because actually you singing is you no longer engaging with the podcast and just stimming.
Right. Or, dare I say, enjoying myself for once in my life.
So either yawning in my face.
Or enjoying myself.
Or enjoying yourself singing so loud that you don't have to hear us.
Yeah, I thought that was clear.
Okay,
you're saying that like it's a discovery.
You can do your... yeah. Let me do a speed haiku. She knew so many words that weren't English ones to me. How did she know that?
How did she know that? Rosalia could be everyone's mother or their boss. It would good.
Wow. It would good.
It would. I wanted to say it would be good, but I ran out of syllables, and I thought that good is more important than B.
That concert was amazing. You should watch it online. If you're listening to this episode, or if you're watching this episode on YouTube when you're done with this, or honestly, she's so incredible. Pause this.
I think she's dating a woman. So
pause this.
Another one bites the dust for the men. Keep up the behavior and you'll lose them all. Okay?
Send that straight to your camera.
Keep it up.
Can you set it up?
And you'll lose them all.
Say, okay, hey, hi. Can we go to my camera real quick? Hi, everybody. Hi, my sister has an announcement to men because it turns out Rosalia is dating a woman. So this is, in light of Rosalia dating a woman, Allie has
let this be a warning unto you, men. If you keep up the way you're being, you'll lose every single one. And some of us, we don't even want to leave. We don't have the will to leave. But you're leaving us no choice. Keep it up, boys. Keep it up, boys. Keep up what you've been up to. You're not gonna like how it goes.
Hey, if I just kind of do whatever I want, show up whenever I want, like, there's gonna, like, all the girls are still gonna just kind of want me anyway, right? Because I'm a boy? Is that how it goes?
Keep it up, boys. Keep it up, boys. There's consequences to your actions. We're making our own money now.
Hey, so, what are you doing later? I might not show up on time, but I'll be there. If you could just kind of wait for me at the restaurant, I'll probably get there. I'm coming from some stuff with the guys, and I'm not sure when it's going to end.
Keep it up, boys. Keep it up, boys. We've noticed that you suck so bad. We've noticed that you suck so bad. We're committing it to memory. We're learning our lessons. Learning our lessons. We're going to leave you. Keep it up, boys, keep it up, boy. We gotta leave you permanently. Rosalia has that hilarious girl from The Bachelor has.
Gabby Wendy's fire.
You lost Gabby Wendy. And yeah. You lost Rosalia. And you'll lose the rest of them too, gentlemen.
If you keep...
This is actually a really toxic way to talk about...
sexuality?
Yeah.
Totally, of course. But we're doing comedy. Everyone who's participating in this comedy knows that that's not what we think happens.
Yeah, you're right. I just don't want people to get confused.
No, they're not.
I just don't want people to get confused about my stance.
No, they're not confused.
I voted for Zoran Mamdani.
You can't.
I voted for him!
Spiritually.
Should I move to New York so that I can have an awesome mayor and a winning basketball team?
Each and every week, you guys send us a voice memo with a problem you're having, and you ask us to solve it through the power of beautiful music. Or at the very least...
Yarzek.
Holy cow. 2 weeks in a row. What do you think your job is in this podcast? What do you think your job is?
I'll be honest.
Yeah.
It's amazing I show up.
Unbelievable.
Giving how... You guys roll your eyes, but I literally book airplanes to get here on time.
Each and every week... You guys ask us to solve these problems through the power of beautiful music, or at the very least.
Mark Mjorzik.
Holy cow.
I was going to do it right, and then I overshot it.
This one comes in. I'll just play this one.
Hey, besties.
Hey, bestie.
My problem is, well, I'm not sure it's a problem, but I'm starting to get the sense that my boyfriend is Animorph style... slowly turning into a bear.
Oh my God.
And my evidence to support this is that he is really grumpy if he doesn't sleep enough, you know, hibernation style.
And
he eats like a truly ungodly amount of berries every week.
Yeah.
And the other day I asked him what he had for dinner and he replied with a pound of cod. A pound of cod. Anyway, advice appreciated. Do I need to turn him not into a bear? Do I need to support him as he turns into a bear? Never had to handle this situation before. Thanks, y'all.
I haven't been... Okay. It's been a long time since I've been around a man that is in such this fashion.
I'm not sure Allie caught what happened.
No,
there.
She didn't. But continue.
Keep going.
What happened?
Just continue.
Keep going. You were saying you've never been around a man who had this happen to him?
I said that is in such this fashion.
Oh, yeah. It's very tricky to have a man in such this fashion. You may recognize.
You're actually around the man she's talking about every single week.
Right now, in fact.
Who is that?
Who's...
I'll tell you.
Oh, okay.
Allie, I don't know if you noticed. That beautiful voice was talking about a certain bear.
That was my friend.
A certain bear.
That was my friend!
The bear is me. The bear is me.
Okay, before we help, let's clue in the listener. This was sent in by Grant's girlfriend, Hannah.
Wait, that didn't sound like her at all to me.
It sounded like someone different. It sounded like a famous actress.
I don't know, but you guys, I just told Grant this the other day. I was like kind of tipsy the other night getting back to my hotel, and I went to the hotel lobby and I bought a cup of Lucky Charms. And I noticed as I was walking up to my room that the Lucky Charm says gluten-free on the side. So I take a picture and I send it to Grant's beautiful girlfriend in the middle of the night. And I say, do you know Lucky Charms are gluten-free? The next morning, I look at the photo that I sent her I'm gripping the thing of Lucky Charms so crazy that it's like being crushed under the pressure of my hand.
Bro, that's nuts.
And I'm like, gluten free.
Okay, so
how does she
before
deal?
Before we solve this for Hannah, I want to know, Grant, is some of this born in truth?
It's all absolutely true.
Okay, great.
What do you mean a pound of cod?
Okay, we'll ask him after, but we need to solve. We need to help for our friend.
A pound? A burger is a quarter of a pound.
We have to help our friend. If you got a boyfriend that's turning into a bear, there's only a couple of things you can do. Number one is you could contact the local people who are working at your local zoo. They are experts.
Break up with your boyfriend. Yeah, cause he's boring.
They are experts at how to deal with a bear. Cause I think if he's having that many berries, if he's having that much cod, it might be that he's too far gone. So I would connect with the zoo. I would connect with the zoo.
I would connect with the zoo. I would connect with the zoo. He might like to live there. There would be a lot of cod, I presume. Although, what do they feed bears?
Probably a pound of cod.
Before I knew that this was referring to my brother, I was gonna say, it's okay because Sully is the hottest of all of the fictional creatures. And I know he's not a bear, but he's bear-like when you think about it. Yes, the blue and purple guy is everyone's hear me out on their hear me out things when they do them online.
Yes.
And that's the closest to a bear that I can think of. You might be into it if you just let the metamorphosis take place, or put them in the zoo. Contact the zoo.
Contact the zoo.
Contact the zoo.
Or just let him go.
Contact the zoo.
Contact the zoo. Or just hope that he turns purple and blue.
Break up with your boy.
Stupid.
You especially cannot say that in this situation.
A pound
say
that. Of cod?
Okay, now, okay. sorry, this is the first time we've ever had one. We can't help you.
To be crystal clear.
We can't help you.
To be crystal clear to the both of you.
Also, thank you for sending something in, Hannah. That's fun.
Yeah, we love you, Hannah, real bad.
I saw it come in the other day. I was like, hell yeah.
To be crystal clear to both of you, Grant,
mm-hmm.
I'm on Hannah's side always. Gabe, mm-hmm. I'm on Lauren's side always. No matter what, I'm on their side.
Is there anything?
I mean, if they're so in the wrong that it could be held up in the court of law.
But that's what I'm saying. Have we encountered that at all?
No, not yet. No, God, no.
Okay.
Have we encountered anything that I was like, I'm on Gabe's side?
Damn.
Are you insane?
Damn.
No.
Not even one little bit?
No.
Damn.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Now, truthfully, if any of you broke up with your significant others, I would be stuck on your side coming out of the end of
that.
Yeah,
that'd be tough for you, huh?
But just know that it's not in my spirit.
No, you'd get the stupid brothers back, and you'd be like...
I'd get my brothers back, and I have to. Like that's like legal, like, whatever.
Uh-huh. Because of blood only. because of interest.
But just know that's not where my heart is.
No, I get it. That's what your heart pumps, but not what it wants. You ate a pound of cod for what?
Yeah, well, please explain that.
When you... purchase cod from Trader Joe's, it just comes in the pack that's 1 pound.
Uh-huh.
And they say this is one serving size, a whole pound of cod.
For a bear like me.
Did you have a side or you just ate the pound of cod?
I don't remember in this specific dinner, but...
Are you eating that many berries too?
I'd be eating berries, bro.
Talk to me about that. Are you affording
this much berries and fish?
Because I don't have a kid.
Yeah.
You know?
Bro, when you get kids, berries are like currency for them things.
It's currency for me, for real.
Dude.
If you could leave a little trail like into a...
into a trap?
Yeah.
What's your favorite berry right now?
Okay, right now, blueberries are back and they're in their banging season.
Yeah.
And typically, okay, blueberries have a greater dynamic range than other berries, right? blueberries have a greater dynamic range than other berries.
Explain.
Blueberries can be really good, or blueberries can be really bad.
Totally.
The good blueberries are a little bit sour, a little bit snappy.
I agree.
The bad blueberries are too sweet and too mushy. Little bit sour, a little bit snappy.
Too sweet and too mushy.
Little bit sour, a little bit snappy.
Too sweet and too mushy.
That's the yin and the yang of the blueberry thing.
Yin and the yang of the blueberry thing.
Sour and snappy.
Too sweet and too smushy.
Too sweet and too smushy.
I love it.
I was a little flat too. Did you hear it ring? Too sweet and too smushy. just ringing through the reverb.
That was impressive that you could be intentionally flat. I think it's hard to do that.
Oh, it's
it wasn't intentional.
The first one wasn't intentional. No, the second one
that's anyway.
But hearing your under pitchness reverberate. Too sweet and too smushy.
It kind of sounded like Selena Gomez.
Yeah. Keep going.
Raspberries have less of a range. A bad raspberry's fine. A good raspberry's not that good.
Yes. It's like,
how can you stomach like a whole pound of cod? Sorry.
It's not as much as you think. It's really not.
But
anyway,
I'm thinking of a quarter pounder burger.
I don't use that.
Oh, when you put example. It that way.
It's a lot of cod, brother.
No, it's four quarter little, pounders worth of cod.
Four about, quarter pounder patties
you,
worth of cod.
Okay. Have you actually looked at the quarter pounder patty on like a McDonald's burger? It's so small.
I'm starving right now. Okay. And you saying anyway, quarter pounder patty makes me
my favorite. My favorite berry right now is blueberry because they're banging right now.
Yeah.
But raspberry always comes second, then blackberry. Strawberry's kind of low on the list, to be honest.
Here's the thing. Grocery store strawberry?
Yeah.
Bad.
Yeah.
We just got some strawberries from the farmer's market the other day. It's different.
Oh,
it's
really?
It's totally completely different. They're
now,
smaller, first of all.
How are you affording berries from the farmer's market?
Because those are the only things we're buying at the farmer's market.
You guys are living large.
I also get my produce from Trader Joe's, which I know is a bad idea. So... That's where my ranking comes from.
It's fine.
It's a bad idea.
But my sneaky... Adoits can let me know in the comments. I haven't done this in a few episodes. I haven't prompted the Adoits for comments.
Are you looking at the YouTube comments? I'm trying to send you them as I see them.
Yeah.
You should go check.
Anyway.
People are calling you out. People are
responding. I know. I saw freaking...
People got some stuff to say to you.
Zach.
Yeah, Zach's coming after you.
Zach
days.
Is always coming after me. Hey,
yeah.
Zach.
We haven't chatted about Zach in a while. Zach's keeping the
it's
damn lights on.
The page alive. Yeah, it's amazing. Keep going. Sorry.
Let me know in the comments y'all's sleeper fruit, because for me, it's dragon fruit. I love dragon fruit, and not enough people are talking about dragon fruit.
I like a gooseberry.
I adore passion fruit in every capacity. Dried, wet, in a drink.
And dragon fruit to me is so whimsical. It looks like a video game fruit.
Yeah,
it's
totally.
Like it should not exist.
Yeah. Totally.
It's so cool to me.
And
it is really cool.
It is cool.
It looks like an egg, a dragon egg.
Yeah, it's so cool. It looks like an egg on fire or something. What the fuck was I talking about?
You're about to talk about, are you ready for this? Are you ready?
Sure.
Is it time?
Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa.
One more time we go out.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Great.
Say hi to your neighbor.
Turn to your neighbor and tell them, I'm happy you're here.
I'm so happy you made it to Grant's Journal.
Sterling.
We're so glad you could join us.
Silver.
If this is your first time at Grant's Journal, we're glad you're here. You can go ahead and let the bucket pass you by. This is not for you. This is for those that are committed to Grant's Journal.
Holy shit.
This is for those of us that consider Grant's Journal their home. But if this is your first time, let that bucket pass, and we're just glad you're here at Grant's Journal. May you join our family here at Grant's Journal.
And also, for some reason, scooch in a couple seats towards the center for some reason.
I was going to scooch, but then Grandma get mad at the frame.
Okay. Why do they have a scooch towards the center?
So that you can make room for late people coming in on the sides.
Welcome.
Welcome to Grant's Church of Fuck'em. If you're not there on time, too bad.
The only thing I wrote down was, I can't believe how much Allie Straw is a hard pee-pee.
We had this discussion. Sorry.
You have to show it.
We've talked about this on the pod, right?
No. We talked about this in the car the other day with mom and dad. And I made a hilarious joke and I wish I remember what it was.
Show it to your camera, please. Show it to your camera.
So I have a hydro, like everyone has the Stanley kind of like cup with a handle and a straw. I know it's basic beach behavior, but I love those girls and I am one. And by the way, having a handle rocks and having a straw makes me drink more. Now, the surprise that came to pass, because I bought this online, when it arrived to my house, Hydro Flask shout out, is that the straw is like...
I don't like that.
It's like a... jingle. It's like
it's
jingled.
So much penis that Grant had to write about it in his journal.
For those of you listening, it's like one of those door jams from the early 90s.
Who had a better?
And is that how penis go?
Yes.
Wow.
That is how penis go. Penis go.
I wouldn't know because I don't have one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
we're gonna mix it up today with the episode title thing.
Okay.
Because I only have one written down, so you guys have to come up with one. And then I'll be included in the episode title thing.
Okay.
Mine is What is Potipha?
What is Potipha? Oh, Potipha.
Potipha?
What is Potipha?
Potipha. What is Potipha?
Potipha.
Mine will be gay pool slay.
Mm.
My episode tower.
Whenever you'd like to be a part of the podcast.
Stanley Straw PP.
Okay. Welcome back to this week's episode, Stanley Straw PP.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Good job.
What were you going
to
say?
Grant contributed
to be honest with you, I forgot what either of you said.
Yeah.
So I had to say the last one I heard. But I think I liked yours better, Grant. What was yours again?
What is Potipha?
What is Potipha?
Potipha.
Potipha. Potipha had many. Who cares?
I know.
He was one of Egypt's millionaires. Hate to say it.
Having made a fortune buying shares in artificial intelligence.
Well, me as fuck.
Hey, I'm so proud of you, Al, that you show up, and I'm so grateful that anytime we have a guest on, we've had guests on lately, and it's been really fun, but they always come on and they always end up leaving. They come because I've invited them, they leave because
they hate to watch you go and they love to watch me leave. Hate to see you go, love to watch you leave. Love to watch you leave.
What is going on?
I don't know.
But I'm so glad you're here, and I'm glad that you're a part of this podcast.
I've been cooped up for a long time.
Unrelated to that, I think it's time to rank the brothers, and I'm not setting you up for the greatest aria of all time ever again.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time of the week again. It's time to rank the brothers. One and two, I'm gonna rank them. Not you, one of these boys. It's always the same boys, the two boys I grew up with. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time, ladies. Lin-Manuel Miranda for a second. Ranking of the brothers. I just saw a video of Lin-Manuel Miranda performing.
Rank the brothers.
Oh, right. I actually just got a targeted ad of a blanket that's just Lin-Manuel
Rank
Miranda's
the
face.
Brothers.
As big as your bed, his whole face.
Rank.
Okay, number one brother is Grant.
Why? 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 Why?
Because I like him more.
That's tough to hear.
He didn't even do anything. I just prefer Grant. You know what I think it is? I stayed up till 2 a.m. and 1 a.m. last night, and I've been working. Type, send, all week.
I feel like I'm talking to, I feel like it's interacting with like an algorithm. Like I'm
the algorithm.
I just am flicking. It's just being flicked through for me.
And I'm just having like...
New idea, new thought, vocal stem. New idea, vocal stem, vocal stem.
I will say people are constantly commenting that they think I have ADHD, which I'm like, period. That's amazing. But second of all, I'm like, no one sees me at work. I'm like opposite this.
No one can, if a tree falls in the woods and no one hears it, they fall. None of us can prove
that. I'm like, y'all know I have mad focus, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God.
I'm kind of weird at work too.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
We are who we are. Wherever you go, there you are.
Wherever you go, there you are. And there you'll behave.
And there you'll be. And also with you.
And there you'll be as you are.
And in addition to as you are, as you will.
As you will.
As you were.
As you were.
As you like it.
As you like it.
Thank you so much.
I have to burp or barf. Let's see which one comes out.
Thank you so much for... What camera could I go to? Adoits, thank you so much for being a part of this.
It was a cough. Huh.
The options were burp or barf, and it was just a cough?
A single cough.
Friends, I'm so glad that you listened to this and that you joined us. And I hope it feels like you're hanging out.
We love you. I'm being the background to what you're saying. I'm supporting what you're saying.
Friends, we're so glad that you listened to this. That's much better, Rella. Thank you so much. Thank you. We're so glad that you participated in this. We hope that it feels just like you're sitting in the living room with your idiot friends.
We love you. We dream about you.
We do dream about you.
Please come to a live show.
We've got a live show August 16th
August
in LA.
August 16th in Los Angeles.
I'll be touring a little bit in the fall. I'll be in Chicago. I'll be in Nashville
but
in November.
Only come if you want to love.
Only come if you want to
if
love.
If you plan to be a stick in the mud, just to Trader Joe's.
Actually, feel free to still buy a ticket, but then don't come.
Don't, I'd rather be it empty than a bunch of sticks in the mud.
There's no one who can get through this show. There's no one who can get through the show that is a stick in the mud. Thank you so much.
They wouldn't be there in the first place.
Yes.
We love you.
2026, girl,
cook something.
Cook something. When you're safe, when you're comfortable. And if there's not a man there, let me do you. And if there's not a man there, girl. 2026, girl, cook something. If there's not a man there, I'm serious. If there's not a man there.
That's a crazy accent.
Grant, how close were we? How close was I in accuracy?
Grant refuses
He's
to
not
answer.
Getting into that. He's trying to end this episode. He's like, please.
He's like, please.
2026, let me go girl, get lunch. Cook something. 2026, boys have more whimsy. 2026,
Piper, put your shoes on.
Please.
And for our youngest listeners. Grant, how come you never joined the farting? Do one. Just do one.
Do one. Cut to Grant Cam. Tight.
We gotta go.
We gotta go.